ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीरुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं स्वर्गजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीशा गोपिककान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्ता कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राज्ये वृन्दावनेश्वरि विश्ववानुसुतिदेवीं प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्रीमद्भगवतम् की हम श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18 ए रेसिडेंट ऑफ जम्बुद्वीप ऑफर प्रेयर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 जैस्मिन असंख्येय विशेष नाम रूपकृतो कविभिः कल्पितेयं संख्या यया सत्त्वा दृशपनीयते तस्मै नमः संख्या निदर्शनाय ते इति जस्मिन्नसंख्यया विशेषनाम कृपाकृतो कविभिः कल्पितेयं संख्याय सत्त्वदृशापनीयते तस्मै नमः संख्या विदर्शनायते इति जस्मिन् असंख्ये विशेष नाम कृपाकृतो कविभिः कल्पितेयं संख्या यया चत्वदशापनीयते तस्मै नमः संख्या निदर्शनायते इति जस्मिन् असंख्यया विशेषनाम कृपाकृतो कविभिः कल्पितेयं Sankhyaya Chattvadarsha Paniyati Tashmai Namah Sankhya Nidharsanaya Teite. Judges, Jasmine, in you, the supreme personality of Godhead. Asankhya, innumerable. Bisesa, particular. Nama, names. Rupa, forms. Akrito, possessing bodily futures. Kavibihi, by great learned persons. Kalpita, imagined. Iyam, this. Sankhya, number. Yaya, by whom? Tattva of the truth. Drisha, by knowledge. Apaniyate, is extracted. Tashmai, unto him. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Sankhya Nidarasanaya. One, who is the revealer of this numerical knowledge? Oh my Lord, your name, form, and bodily futures are expanded in countless forms. No one can determine exactly how many forms exist. Yet you yourself, in your incarnation as a learned scholar, Kapil Dev, have analyzed the cosmic manifestation as containing 24 elements. Therefore, if one is interested in Sankhya philosophy, by which one can enumerate the different truths, he must hear it from you. Unfortunately, non-devotees simply count the different elements and remain ignorant of their actual form. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Philosophers and scientists have been trying to study the entire cosmic situation, and I have been theorizing and calculating in different ways for millions and millions of years. However, the speculative research work of a so-called scientist or philosopher is always interrupted when he dies, and the laws of nature go on without regard for his work. For billions of years, changes take place in the material creation until at last the whole universe is dissolved and remains in an unmanifested state. Constant change and destruction is perpetually going on in nature, yet the material scientists want to study natural laws without knowing the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the background of nature. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Maya Yakshena Prakriti Suyati Sachara Charam Hetuna Nena Kaunteya Jigadvi Parivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Now the material creation is manifest. Eventually it will be annihilated and remain for many millions of years in the dormant state. And finally, it will again be created. How do I put it? Not comfortable or fit to speak So I'm already shaking within me, seeing all of you sitting. But out of false ego, I have accepted to sit before you. So I beg you to please pardon me and speak through me. Please use me as an instrument. So you can say something to your devotees who are sitting here. Okay. Maybe I have not taken prasadam this morning, so I don't have strength. So I will try to. Here the resident of Jambudweep are offering prayers. Okay, that is my problem because I'm always looking here and there. Anyway. A resident of Jambudweep, they are offering prayers to Lord Krishna. Why? In this particular verse, they have been offering obeisances in each of the slokas. And if you look very carefully, each of the slokas has reason why they are offering these prayers. This particular verse 33, they are offering obeisances to Krishna because the jnanis have no, they have no proper understanding about this material world. So their understanding is that this material world is false. So the Jambudweep said, you have so many forms, so many names, so many pastimes. In each of them you have appeared. And particularly here, you have appeared in your form as Kapildev, the learned scholar, who knows perfectly this material world, and he has enumerated all of them. He counted them perfectly in 24. Therefore, we are offering our respectful obeisances unto you. When Krishna in Dwaraka visited a Brahmana and Maharaj Bahulaswa, they offered respectful obeisances to Krishna and they said, the philosophers, the speculators, they have spoke so much about how you are not this, how you are not this, but what you are, they don't know. In this way, they have confused us. But your physical presence has destroyed this ignorance. Your form is now present before us so we can see exactly what you are and who you are. Therefore, obeisances are offered unto you. Dhruva Maharaj said, of all the creations of Lord Brahma, different species of form Lord Brahma has created, this one standing before me is the best. He cannot see any other form which is superior to this. I have seen varieties of forms Lord Brahma have created, but this one is different. And Brahma will never be able to create another form which is superior to this. This is the best of Lord Brahma's creation. And Sukadeva Goswami, he said, Lord Krishna's form is not just a form. Krishna's form is what? Rupa Madhurya. The form is very sweet to look at. And so Rupa Goswami said, this gorgeous, beautiful form of Lord Krishna attract every living entity, both moving and non-moving. That's the nature of Krishna's body. Beautiful. And the beauty of Krishna's body, so special. How special is the form of Krishna? Krishna's beautiful form is so special that it increases in proportion to the devotee's sweetness and love they have for Krishna. So Rupa Goswami said, in Dwaraka, Lord Krishna is Purna, is complete. In Mathura, he said, is Purnata, is more complete. And in Vrindavan, he said, Purna Tama is the best. Why different gradations? It is based on the quality of the love of the devotees they have for Krishna. Different devotees, they experience Krishna, although standing before them in different ways, according to the quality, the level of their love and attraction they have for Krishna. Krishna manifests himself in that way. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, Krishna is not complete himself. The beauty of Krishna does not show until when he is with his devotees. The devotees of Krishna manifest the sweetness of Krishna's form. So the resident of Jambudvipa appreciating Krishna's super excellent, beautiful form, and they are naturally offering their respectful obeisances out of bliss in their heart. So Prabhupada said in the purport, the philosophers and scientists have been trying to study the entire cosmic situation and have been theorizing and calculating in different ways for millions and millions of years. This is a quotation from Brahma Samhita. Lord Brahma said, the Gyanis have been sitting in meditation for millions and millions of years trying to restrain their senses to appreciate Krishna, but they have failed to do so. Because Krishna is beyond the senses, Krishna is beyond the mind, Krishna is beyond intelligence. They cannot capture him. Even with the speed of the mind, aeroplane is faster than any other machines in this world. But faster than the aeroplane is the mind. Still, with the mind, one cannot capture Lord Krishna. Krishna is captured by love. Therefore, it is only the devotees of Krishna, which is explained here, only the devotees of Krishna knows Lord Krishna. They can attain Krishna. Why? Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, idam tute guhya tamam prabhakshami anasuyave. I am speaking this confidential knowledge to you. I'm giving you guhya tamam, my heart. I'm giving you completely my heart. No secret, nothing reserved. Why? Because you are non-envious of me. The scientists, the yogis, they are envious. They are selfish. They have their personal interests. Without Krishna's interest, therefore they can go on for millions of years trying to study how plant grows. If you study the plant, or you don't study the plant will grow by nature. So wasting time and wasting any money and energy to go and study how plant grows is a waste of time. Our scientists are doing that. So they can go on. They can continue to go on. Study how plant grows. Let them continue. We will simply chant Hare Krishna and hear about Krishna's wonderful pastimes he performed in wonderful forms and his holy name. We will simply follow this and be happy and satisfied. And Krishna will reveal himself to his devotees. While they continue, and Prabhupada, he said, however, the speculative research work of a so-called scientist or philosopher is always interrupted when he dies. Not only that, they will speculate and die, but that will not be the end. The laws of nature go on without regard for his research work. Nature will not work, wait for his research work. So Sukadeva Goswami, in second canto of Bhagavatam, he said, Apashata Admatwata Grihesu Griha Medina. People who have no interest in Krishna consciousness, they have no interest to see the beautiful form of Lord Krishna. Krishna has created innumerable subject matters for them to discuss, making so many research and forget what is the goal of life, what is the ultimate goal of life. They will forget. Krishna has perfectly made arrangement for them by using his material energy, because they want to waste their time. The devotees want to use their time. Krishna engaged them in devotional service. The scientists want to waste their time. Krishna has created so many subject matters, so many issues, so many issues for them to engage in, so they can permanently forget the Krishna. For billions of years, changes take place in the material creation. Before then, there was one scientist. He planted a seed on the pot and he started performing austerity of not sleeping. He wanted to wait and see, he wanted to study how the plant would sprout. He waited and waited and waited, fasting from sleeping and eating, waiting to see how the plant would sprout from the ground. The time the seed sprouted, he slept. When he woke up, the seed is already up. It's a waste of time. They will control the research, die, and other fools will also take up the research and die. For billions of years, changes take place in the material creation until at last the whole universe is dissolved and remains in an unmanifested state, manifested state. Constant change and destruction, butua paliyate, is perpetually going on in nature. Yet the material scientists want to study material laws without knowing the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the background of nature. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Maya adyakshena prakriti. Maya adyakshena. Maya is under me. In Kapil Muni said, Madbaya bati batoya surat tapati madbayat. Madbayat. All the demigods, they are doing their duty perfectly because they are afraid of my supremacy. We have never seen one day the sun is late. We can come late on program. We don't see demigod getting late on their duty. Why? The rain will come on time. The sun will come on time. It will set on time. Yamunai will come exact time, not even a moment late in his duty. Everything's on time. All the demigods, they do their duty on time. Krishna said they are doing it because they know that if they fail in their duty, they'll be punished. They'll be chastised. Therefore, they are doing their duty. But Hare Krishna devotees will come late. Program. It is not because we are transcendental. It is not. Those who are transcendental will do their duty on time. Rupa Goswami told us that pure devotees are what? What are the qualities of pure devotees? They are very much on time. They respect time. They are conscious of time. They follow time. They are afraid of me. Therefore, they are doing their duty perfectly, right on time. So even Maya, that is controlling everyone in this world, is doing the duty because he is conscious of Krishna. So those who are conscious of Krishna are responsible people, and they will be conscious of time. So Krishna is saying, yes, Maya is under my control. Maya is doing everything, creating, destroying, maintaining. Durga is very, very conscious of me. Not independent. Nothing is independent. Everything is perfectly controlled by Lord Krishna. Those who know this, they perform their duty very cautiously. They're very careful with time. Now the material creation is manifested. Eventually it will be annihilated and remain for many millions of years in a dormant state. And finally it will again be created. This is the law of nature. Creating, destroying is activities of nature which nobody can change. Only Krishna can change that. So, no intelligent person should waste his or time trying to study this material world without studying what is the source. of everything in this world. Our knowledge is complete, our knowledge is perfect, and everything will be complete if we take shelter of the supreme personality of Godhead and serve Him in that condition. That is perfect knowledge, and that is good fortune. So the resident of Jambudweep, having this full realization, having this knowledge, they are offering the obeisances to Lord Krishna, invoking more of His blessings upon them so they can do their duty perfectly. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Comments from my uncles. Please. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful enlightening class. So how can we perform our duties, being more conscious of, as you say, the time factor, and how can we become free from this false ego that makes me think that I am this body, that I'm a man, that I'm a, maybe I'm an older devotee, or maybe I'm whatever, along with, you know, all these things comes a degree of false prestige, which is very subtle and many times very difficult to give up. And when you were speaking, I was remembering also how Srila Prabhupada was so incredibly punctual for everything, including arriving sometimes hours ahead of time for a scheduled plane departure and things like that, because he knew that, you know, this material world is unpredictable. And we have the tendency, just like Prabhupada says, is your problem is you're not afraid enough of Maya. And so I just, speaking about myself, see that, you know, I whatever stage I'm at, I'm still taking so many things for granted. So how can we be more aware of the time factor and utilize our time more completely for Krishna?
We should stop thinking that we are transcendental already. Many devotees feel like this. Our movement is transcendental. Our chariots are transcendental. The goal is transcendental. But we are practicing. If we maintain this consciousness, this contamination, and we are now transcendental, we will never have the vision of appreciating time. We will never try to see what we need to work on in our life, because we are already transcendental. So, what is left? I'm already transcendental. I'm already there. Srila Prabhupada explained that we are already there. We are already there. But we are already there means what? The system is perfect that we plug in. We will be there. So if someone said that we are already there, it's correct. It's perfect. But the journey is not yet finished, so we still have to drive the car. But we are thinking that we are already there, and there's no need to drive the car. Therefore, if we want to help ourselves, it is better for us to consider transformation and not transcendence. transformation means that I'm looking into myself and see what are the things I need to do to improve my devotional service, my devotional life. And we are thinking that channel Krishna and go back to Godhead. Channel Krishna and go back to Godhead. Which Hare Krishna are we chanting that will take us back to Godhead? The sound and the alphabet? That cannot take us to Godhead. The pure name will take us to Godhead. Who is going to chant the pure name? Not the person who is thinking is transcendental. The person who is thinking, I need to work on myself. So like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, a person who is chanting Hare Krishna, if he or she does not work on the anaratas, and simply thinking that I'm just chanting, we can go on chanting like that for millions of lives. So, the holy name that is going to take us back to Godhead is different from the alphabet and the sound which you are sounding. So, transformation is necessary for us to overcome all the unnecessary things that we have to work on. His Grace Brujan Prabhu said we should turn on the light in the room of our consciousness. Turn on the light in the room of our consciousness. All our acharyas, they do that. All of them, they look into themselves and they say, oh, I'm not a devotee. They're not pretending by saying like that. They really meant it. Therefore, they can pray with feelings. They can chant with feelings. They can hear with feelings. They can read with feelings. They can do their devotional service very, very cautiously. Because the room, the light in the room of their consciousness is on. But majority of us, our light is off. Therefore, I don't see what I have to do in my life. I always see what you have to do in your life. Chanting Hare Krishna in this mood, it will go for lifetimes. Because the name is not coming out. It's the alphabet that is coming out, not the name. If we turn on the light, we will see that the room is so dirty and it needs to be clean before we can invite our friends to visit us. At that time, we will start working on ourselves. This is how all the unnecessary things in the heart will give us chance. But the purity, the potency of the name we are chanting, or the association we are having, the Bhagavatam we are hearing, the prasadam we are taking, and everything else within the Krishna consciousness, they will manifest if you will take these teachings to the heart and do it as it is. This is my contribution. Anything else? Something.
Hare Krishna. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains about how scientists and philosophers have been wasting their time for millions of years trying to deal with or understand the material energy. My question how we as devotees who understand that the primary goal of life, of course, is to go back to Godhead, to know Krishna, to develop our love for Krishna. Yet at the same time, because we're in the material world, how to balance Krishna's material reality of this material world, and at the same time develop that higher dimension of attaining pure love of Krishna.
That is Varnashram. Varnashram. That's the process. Gradually elevating our consciousness. That is Varnashram system. That will purify us. It is necessary. Although we are doing the same thing, the same Hare Krishna mantra, we are chanting, the same temple, the same guru is there, the same scripture, the same prasadam, the same devotees, we are not on the same level of advancement. Different levels. The same philosophy, but we hear it and understand it differently. What is that? Guna and karma. The determining factor. Therefore, our leader's role, the duty of a leader is to understand the devotees and engage us according to that nature which we have, and gradually rise to the transcendental platform. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gopi Manandi. Glorious assembled devotees.